Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Thompson will pick him up. Ball goes to Horford. Left alone above the break. 4-for-4 for Al with 1.6 to go. Right now we're, looks like maybe, just maybe, I think we're going to get Al Horford here. Put on the headset. And he's going to talk to yours truly up top here as we thank Al for coming over. 126-116, the victory. Al, you look like you were just like itching to play tonight. Were you a little, I mean, you're a grizzled veteran at this point, but were you a little anxious getting out there and getting some shots up?
I'm just excited. You know, it's been challenging not being able to do much, and then finally being able to ramp up and start practicing and getting into shape. So I'm just happy to be out there with the team.
You know, when you watch the game from the sideline, you know, you've been around enough to, you know, what kind of things do you pick up when you watch and you're unable to play?
Yeah, you're able to learn a lot. You know, obviously I've played against, you know, the Warriors over the years. But, you know, being here and seeing Steph, seeing the dynamics, seeing how Jimmy plays, I've been able to, you know, pick up a lot of things. You know, things that we're trying to do, how we're trying to play. Watching Draymond a lot, how he plays defensively. And trying to find a way that I can kind of mold my game and just have an impact here.
You know, it's a hard roster, I think, from a coaching staff perspective, because you have a lot of guys who can do a lot of different things. But it seems like that you guys have kind of found something the last three games. Do you feel that?
I think so. I think, you know, we're starting to play better. You know, we're starting to figure things out. And that's the biggest thing. Once you get an identity and you kind of figure out what you need to do, everything seems to flow better.
When you get ready for a holiday, and I see a little number 20 standing right behind you there, are your kids spoiled sufficiently during the holiday?
They're very excited. I'm just happy that they, you know, that we're around and that we're here, and enjoy the night and get ready to travel tomorrow.
What was your favorite Christmas present when you were growing up?
Oh, man, it's been a long time. I don't even remember.
Hey, I can say that. You can't say that. Hey, I appreciate you. You were great tonight. 5 of 7 from the field, 4 of 6 beyond the arc, 14 points, 4 boards in just 11 minutes. Congratulations on that, and Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay.
All right.
Al Horford, my guest. Final score, 126-116. Final was a 126-116 victory. Golden State gets the win. They're 16-15. Dallas falls to 12-20 on the year. Well, once it got past December 15th, we're now into what is, you know, the trade type of area for the NBA. And the, you know, you look at what other teams are looking at. And I think if you're Dallas and you've got Derek Lively, you know, granted he's hurt right now, so you don't know what his future is. Anthony Davis is an off-injured player. But, you know, you'd have to think that they're probably looking at maybe moving a Daniel Gafford and get a shooter. This team needs shooting. They don't take a lot of threes. They don't make a lot of threes, and that puts them behind the eight ball, especially when they play a team like the Warriors. Golden State outscored them today 42-12 from three. 42-12. That's minus 30, just a start. Not even getting to some of the other categories where the Warriors outscored them in second chance points, 24-6. But 42-12 from three, that's going to be hard for them to overcome. Now, granted, yes, they don't have Kyrie Irving. We don't know what this team would look like with Kyrie Irving, Cooper Flagg, Anthony Davis. That sounds pretty good to start right there. So, you know, whenever Kyrie gets back, whether this year or next year, I think Dallas is in position to be Cooper Flagg's team in a year or so and let him run it, if it's not already Cooper Flagg's team. Anthony Davis has had trouble, you know, staying on the floor in this part of his career. That's got to be a concern for them. But, you know, there are some pieces here. You know, kind of surprising, D'Angelo Russell didn't play in this game today. We saw the point guards of Ryan Nimhard and Brandon Williams. You know, Brandon Williams played 30 minutes in this game. He had 26 points and 3 assists. However, he was a minus 17 on the floor. But, you know, you'd have to look at Dallas and say, okay, if D'Angelo Russell's not in their plans. He is another trade chip. There's always a team looking for a backup point or a guy that maybe can get you into your offense, and D'Angelo can do that. So I was kind of a little surprised about that. I didn't get any report. We didn't get any report of sickness or illness or anything on that. So I'm just kind of speculating here. You know, we're not on the floor like we used to be years ago, so we're not privy to a lot of the information that maybe goes around the scorer's table. But that said, I think Dallas will be active in the trading deadline. I think they're going to be a team that's looking to move some pieces around, get some shooting, and try to find a team that's going to fit around Cooper Flagg, you know, for years to come. Now, the Warriors tonight, 23 for Steph Curry. He passes the 26,000-point plateau, 22nd player to do that. It just wasn't a game that you found a lot of flow from either team, from either Golden State or Dallas. Warriors were 3 of 23 from 3 in the second half. And, you know, if they had hit more of those shots in the second half, this, you know, the total would have been a lot larger than just a 10-point win. Second chance points, 24-6, I mentioned. Golden State getting 13 offensive rebounds to 3 for Dallas. And, you know, there's always that little decision that coaches and teams have to make with their philosophy. Do you crash the glass and, you know, try to get those second chance points, or do you get back into your defensive shell when the shot goes up? And so Dallas obviously didn't emphasize a lot on getting offensive rebounds in tonight's game. I think they were more concerned about getting the defensive shell. They didn't let Steph Curry really get going. He didn't have a lot of wide open looks tonight, finishing 6 of 18 from the floor. But Jimmy Butler, 14 points, 9 boards, 9 assists. Draymond Green, 27 minutes. He had 5 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal. Only 2 turnovers tonight for Draymond. Warriors finished with only 11 turnovers. That's always a good sign. And then off the bench, he had 4 guys in double figures off the bench. 16 for D'Anthony Melton, 13 for Brandon Pajemski, who concluded a very nice homestand. 11 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists against Phoenix. 16 points, 4 boards, 5 assists, plus 36 against Orlando. And tonight, 13-8-4, averaging 13-5-5 on the homestand. And Pajemski was a plus 2 tonight. 14 points off the bench for our postgame guest Al Horford, and 10 for Trayce Jackson-Davis, who all of a sudden, after being in the rotation a year ago at times in the first half, Quinton Post took that place in the second half of the season, and now he's back in the rotation. You know, now he's doing some things. He gives you that vertical spacing that their other bigs won't have. He dives to the rim as opposed to Quinton Post and Al Horford, who are guys that are more likely they're going to be pick-and-pop guys. So I just think
does Tommy always say? It takes bigs a year or two, young bigs, till they are what they are.
Exactly. And I think, you know, again, Trayce Jackson-Davis had a little bit of an advantage that way because he was a 4-year college player, RC. But, you know, finding his way with this particular team and finding his way, you know, the part of the challenge is finding guys that play well with Steph Curry. And I think Gary Payton's kind of getting back into that groove. D'Anthony Melton's a good player alongside Steph. Trayce Jackson-Davis seems to be a good player when Steph's not on the floor, and he plays well with Brandon Pajemski. So I think these are all points of indications that maybe they're starting to find something and make that pay off. Because I think, again, it's pretty obvious this team is not going to beat you with sledgehammer talent the way the teams in the teens did. This team has to be more of a scrappy team. They have to be more of a team that takes advantage of mismatches, situations, and just getting, you know, winning the hustle play battle on a night-in, night-out basis. That's what I think this team has to be around Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green. But as Tommy might say also, it's time, I think.